Good morning, here are your local news headlines for Thursday the 25th of May. Durham Police are urging the public to remain calm but alert as the national security level is now critical. Patrols have been stepped up across County Durham and Darlington to provide a visible, reassuring presence. This will remain the case for as long as necessary. There's nothing to suggest there's any specific threat to our communities in County Durham and Darlington. However, the police are committed to reviewing public events due to take place in our area over the coming days. A small number of officers have gone to assist the policing operation in Manchester. Durham University has launched a new 10-year strategy which will ensure it continues to deliver world-class research, education and wider student experience. Having recently clarified its future size, shape and mission through a series of major decisions, the university is proposing to invest £700 million over 10 years in its people and its digital and physical infrastructure. As part of this investment and to mark the launch, the university announced major new funding for PhDs and postdoctoral research. An extra £2.8 million of support will be available each year under a scheme titled the Chancellor's Scholarships. And finally, a new cabinet and chairman have been appointed at Durham County Council following the recent local elections. Councillor Simon Hennick confirmed the membership of his cabinet after being re-elected as leader of Durham County Council. Councillor Alan Napier retains the post of deputy leader with additional responsibility for finance, legal and democratic services and risk management. And Councillor John Lethbridge, who represents Woodhouse Close Ward in Bishop Auckland, was elected as vice chairman. The 70-year-old is a former geography teacher who taught at Sedgefield Secondary Modern School. They're your local news headlines. I'm Gillian Campbell.